The World Snooker Championships got underway over the weekend at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield. The defending champion, Ronnie O'Sullivan, already through his first round match. He says he might not be motivated enough to try and match Stephen Hendry's record of 7 titles. Ronnie's on 5 right now. The sport really is back. Total prize money, 1.2 million, 300 grand check for the winner. It's been televised in over 70 countries with the sport chief, Barry Hearn, tapping huge markets in China and India. Earlier, I spoke to our man, our legend, the 1985 world champion, Dennis Taylor.
It's certainly back, and it never really was away, Stephen, but it's growing around the world now. The viewing figures have still been very good for years, but the way the popularity of it, especially out in China, and there's more Chinese players coming through, but in Europe as well, the Germans are very keen. They get 2,500 people turning up when they have a ranking tournament there. So, yeah, the £300,000 prize, that's a nice one to pick up, but make no mistake, these snooker lads, not all of them are earning big money. You've got to get into the top, you have to get into the top 10, 16 to make a good living.
So what went wrong over the years that it's having a revival? What do you think they did wrong?
I just think, the people that come in to organise the game, they took it, they were taking it all for granted. You know, when the tobacco companies were in and the sponsorship, there was loads of money around there. When you think back to, I was just looking today, Sean Murphy, when he won the World Championship in 2005, picked up £250,000. So there was a lot of money back then. So Barry Hearn's made a big difference coming back in. He knew what snooker needed. He was around in the 80s. And look what he's done for darts. I mean, he's put darts right on the map. And snooker's certainly getting there again. And the buzz around the World Championship this year is absolutely fantastic.
Can you put your finger on what Barry did, Dennis?
He just organised more tournaments for the players. I mean, the events, they were down something like playing in 6 ranking events, 6 or 7 ranking events, which was, a little bit crazy, really. But, he's built it up again. The players are now complaining about playing too much snooker. But he's changing that again to a little bit like the golf. It's going to be, the rankings will be based on prize money. So people like Ronnie O'Sullivan, won't burn themselves out. They can pick and choose a little bit. And the players that want to play in all the events, they will help, rise to the top and get into the top 8, really, is where you want to be in the game of snooker.
You mentioned Ronnie. Obviously, he's a household name. But if you compare it to back in your day, that's what snooker has definitely lost. Just that the characters.
I think even most sports, if you look back at it, I mean, Lee Trevino, there's not many Lee Trevinos in the golf world. Ilie Anastasis and McEnroe in the tennis. The game of snooker back then, I mean, with Pot Black and then the BBC giving the World Championship blanket coverage, there was a lot of characters around, people like Ray Reardon, Fred Davis, Alex Higgins, even Terry Griffiths, the grinder, Cliff Thorburn. They were all characters. And the sport has changed, as most sports have, and it's difficult to become a household name unless you are someone like a Ronnie O'Sullivan. But I went to China a couple of years ago and went out with Ding Junhui and his sponsors for a meal, and we were in a seaside town, and the place, well, everywhere emptied to come out just to get a look at Ding Junhui. So he's a bit like a David Beckham out in China. It's amazing.
I'm talking to you now and you make me feel old, because I'm 40 now, and I remember lying in the living room with my mum and dad on the belly, on the floor, watching this.
Yeah! He's done it! Dennis Taylor, for the first time, becomes Embassy World Snooker Champion 1985. He is so thrilled. And a sad champion, Steve Davis, looks on. The whole place here at the Crucible erupting for this very popular Irishman. He is so happy. 2 major titles this season, and also the Irish Championship.
Do you get irked now that people still want to talk to you about that incredible 1985 final?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, and the BBC have shown a few programmes now, and it's amazing listening to some of the people and what they were doing. Gloria Honeyford was on, you know, who's from the same neck of the woods as us, and she couldn't watch it in the living room. She went out into the hall and she was looking through the crack in the door and was pulling a cap over her head. You know, the stories that people were telling you about, you know, what happened during that final, and some funny ones as well. I remember a fella stopping me in the shop when I was going through a supermarket, and his wife was a bit embarrassed. He said, "You owe me a shelf." And I thought, you've baffled me there. How do I owe you a shelf? He said, "I was lying in bed watching that final, and when you pulled the black, I leapt up and smashed the glass shelf above the bed."
Presumably your life changed straight after it.
Well, you know, with regards to the house I lived in, and you know, nothing changed in that respect, but it just was everywhere you went after that, you know, for the next couple of years was incredible. And I mean, I went back home. One of the first places I had to play, I think, after was in the Shankill Leisure Centre. I was doing an exhibition in Belfast, and the reception I got there was out of this world. And then when I went back home to Coal Island, I mean, there's never been that many people in the town, and people travelled from all over Ireland. It was just, you know, so, so special, and, you know, great memories. And, you know, when you hear Steve Davis talk about the six titles he won, you know, he'll say now that it was just fantastic to have been involved in that final. You know, I was the lucky one that knocked the black in, but, you know, it did an awful lot for... you know, for our sport back then.
Is it like the footballers, Dennis, when it's all over? Is it tough?
It is, yeah. When it is, yes. It's suddenly, you know, to be involved in something like that, and you're on such a high, and then suddenly it all finishes. Ronnie was going through spells where he'd win, and then the next day he was on such a low and that. But it's getting yourself into, you know, a good mental position. And looking at Ronnie O'Sullivan now, he's fantastic to watch. You said he's the big superstar of the game. And I just love commentating on Ronnie. I've loved playing against him, and the things he does on the snooker table is just extraordinary. I mean, we had Alex Higgins, our own Alex, and of course Jimmy White, great natural talents, but Ronnie O'Sullivan's on a different level again. He really is very special.
You think he's on a completely different level than the likes of Higgy?
Yeah, he certainly is, yeah. I mean, and I you know, usually talk about the three greatest players that's ever picked the cue up, and I never thought anybody would overtake Steve Davis, and I put Stephen Hendry ahead of him. And then all of a sudden, with what Ronnie O'Sullivan's achieved in the last couple of seasons, I've got to put him at number one. He really is a genius around the snooker table.
And a man, Dennis, that has fought his demons and has survived.
Yeah, that's the incredible thing about it. And it's all down to, you would have to say, Dr. Steve Peters, who he's been working with for a couple of years. This is the sports, he's either a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but he's working with the Liverpool football team, so something's going right there. But he certainly has Ronnie O'Sullivan in a very happy place mentally at the moment, and it's showing in his play.
And you know, it nearly sounds stupid me asking this, but to be happy inside yourself completely affects how someone like O'Sullivan will play on the table, does it?
Absolutely. You know, different people are different. I mean, Alex used to be incredible. If he could, you know, a little bit of controversy or something would help Alex play better. You've got someone like Stephen Maguire who gets himself angry. He produces his best snooker then. But it's all about, you know, being in a good frame of mind and trying hard, but not trying too hard. But at the moment, it's just Ronnie O'Sullivan's out there as if he's on the practice table, you know, and there's not many players that can do that, but he's one of those, and he's going to be a strong favourite, and he's going to take some beating in this year's World Championship.
Who do you think has the potential to beat him?
Well, you know, Ding Junhui, he has won 5 ranking tournaments this season. It's been 23 years since that happened. Stephen Hendry was the last player to win 5. But the old thing with Ding Junhui is winning the World Championship. There's so much pressure, and there's millions upon millions of people back in China want them to be World Champion. And it's hard to put that at the back of your mind, even though he's won 5 ranking titles. If he was to win the World Championship, he would overtake the great Stephen Hendry's record. But he could do it. You've got Neil Robinson, who's very capable. Mark Selby's won everything but the World Championship. I sort of picked him as an outside bet at 10-1. But and it'd be nice to see our own Mark Allen, you know, because I thought Mark would win the World Championship. A couple of years ago, he got to the semis and he looked as if he was going to do that. You know, you can never write Mark off. He's a very talented player who still lives in Antrim, and wouldn't it be great if we could have another World Championship from Northern Ireland?
Of course it would. Dennis, lovely to talk to you, as always, and all the very best. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, and all the best to you, Stephen.